3, 2, 1. Okay, the teams for the Super Bowl are set, and it's time for some serious game preparation. You just know all those folks involved in the coaches show, the pregame show, the halftime show, the postgame show, and the coaches postgame show are getting themselves ready. But you know what? I bet there are some people out there who won't watch the game at all. And in a way, I feel sorry for these folks, because they're afraid they won't have anything to talk about in the office the day after the game. But not to fear, because for all of you non-fans, I have a few handy hints to get you prepared for all of the Monday morning quarterbacks who just know that triple right reverse slant blue 68 in the third quarter should have gone the other way. And fortunately, you still have a few days to prepare just like the professionals. Here's what you do. Sometime during the day after the game, walk up to the biggest football fan in the office. He or she will probably have a group of similar fans around them. But don't worry. Over the next few minutes, you'll be able to convince everyone that you know everything there is to know about football, even if you don't know the difference between a punter and a petunia. So, walk up to the group, and before anyone says anything to you, blurt out, "Wasn't that a great effort there in the fourth quarter?" Immediately, everyone will start to talk about all the plays they can think of. And all you have to say is, "Yeah, but it worked better in the playoffs." The beauty here is that you don't have to know a thing. It will just sound like you do. But remember, don't say too much or you'll give yourself away. Because, fortunately, not too much happens after the fifth inning of the Super Bowl anyway. I'm Larry Burris.